The White Noise Podcast is an independent, community-led production. It is not affiliated nor endorsed by Gizmodo or Gawker Media. The views expressed in this podcast are solely those of each participant. Please do not listen if you are easily offended, breastfeeding, or deaf.
What you are about to hear is real. It has not been edited or enhanced. It is the voice of White Noise.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 3.5, Halloween 2010 edition. I am your host, Stephen Gallas, on this spooky day. With us, we have Ben Gwyn.
Hello.
Gonzo Ryder.
Hello there.
Kevlar Menas.
Oh, hello.
Rondurage. and Caroline.
Hey.
This is a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and anything really. But tonight we have a very special episode for you. It's going to be short. It's going to be sweet. And it's going to be very Halloween-y and spooky. So, to start off tonight, we will be talking about a few topics regarding gadgets and Halloween.
All right, everyone's going to stop listening if you don't stop talking about this.
Okay. Hi. Welcome to the White Noise Podcast.
It's just his Greek accent. That's not...
That's how we talk overseas.
Anyway, yeah.
enough of that creepiness. I'm probably not going to live that down. But what we're going to do tonight, it's going to be very simple, very sweet, pretty short, lots of fun. Let's start off with something very sort of spooky. On IO9, they wrote an article about spooky science about lightning, how it could pretty much... You don't have to be outside in a storm by a window or anything else. You could be sitting in your home and lightning will come through your pipes, through your electrical lines, through your gadgets and your consoles and kill you as you're, you know, doing whatever, cooking or in the living room.
This isn't really old news, honestly. It's the whole reason that you're not supposed to use landlines, hardwired landlines, when there's a lightning storm. I've heard that since I was a kid.
Yeah. I remember I had a teacher in third grade who told us, like, she had a, her dad apparently had a TV on in a lightning storm, and, like, the TV, like, blew up because a big power surge came in.
But, I don't know, I mean, I have never heard of anybody getting buzzed while talking on the phone, you know, shocked, rather.
I haven't heard of that.
So this is the first time I'm hearing about it. But, it seemed that one of the more lucid stories is that of a woman in Croatia who was struck by lightning from the sink while she was brushing her teeth. And as she rinsed her mouth, the lightning struck it, like, from the water spout into her mouth. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that'd be horrible timing to have it arc up through your spit as you're washing your mouth out in the sink.
That's real white teeth lightning, like
whitening lightning. That's some next level shit right there.
Yeah.
Fuck the dentist.
We got to patent that.
Yeah.
That's
lightning.
There we go. It's a new invention. Don't you agree? Don't you agree, Ron? Lightning.
My God.
Yes.
That was the most epic fail of my entire life. Are we recording?
Yep, we are, buddy. Yeah.
Let me explain to you guys what just happened.
Can you just say that, like, a vampire attacked you and...
That was the first...
Over with?
This was a very spooky experience Ron just had.
Yeah.
All right, so... You were just going through the introductions. I had to mute myself because I was laughing at your voice. You got up to Kevlar. I was like, I must be coming soon. So I hit the unmute button as my wireless headset died. So I was like, shit, now I don't have any sound. They can't hear me. It started coming through the speakers.
I even specifically said, no pulling a veto. And what happened?
Yeah, well, go figure. He brings it up, and that's exactly what happens to me. So I quickly run around my couch to plug in the wireless headset. So I rip whatever was in the outlet out, plug in my wireless headset, turn around to go to my computer to realize that I unplugged my wireless router. So now I was offline. So I ran back, figured all that stuff out, signed on, and here I am. So hi, I'm Ron Taraj.
Welcome, Ron Taraj.
That's the voice that made me mute myself.
Anyway, we were just finishing up discussing about how lightning, you know, crawled through some sink and zapped this lady as she was brushing her teeth.
Sounds
you
lovely.
Know, you know, just the usual everyday stuff that happens in the world.
Happens to me like twice a morning at least.
She shouldn't have cheated on Thor, I'm telling you.
But what are you guys doing for Halloween, by the way? What do you guys have plans? Like, is there anything more exciting than I'm going to a party, I'm going to get wasted, I'm going to get, you know, laid or something? Anything more interesting than that? I'm going to sit at home, cry, and mope? I don't know.
I'm going to put a pedophile lives here sign on my front door so I don't get bothered.
I'm actually wondering if I'm going to get bothered this year because I just moved to this place and my house is kind of set back off the street. And it's a pretty creepy driveway if you don't know it. So I'm wondering if any kids are going to have the balls to venture up here. So I haven't bought any candy. I don't think I'm going to.
You should have at least two apples waiting.
Filled with razors.
Just to be that guy. And a box of raisins.
Or be like this old lady I once encountered when I was trick-or-treating. She had a Halloween box. You know, instead of candy, it was full of pennies.
I had a lady like that.
And she wouldn't take a handful of pennies. She'd like count out like five or six and put them in your bag.
There's a lady in my neighborhood that used to give you like a sandwich bag half full of pennies.
Nice.
Like it you know, it's cool until you think about a 5-year-old carrying around a pound and a half of pennies on top of everything else he's got in his bag.
If you Once put that in the bank, by the time you're 60, it'll be $100.
Once somebody was giving out handfuls of dried leaves from his yard.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it was fucked up, but I laughed.
By the way, I know Kevlar mentioned pedophile earlier. Just so you know, if you listen to our last podcast, familywatchdog.us, be sure if you're going trick-or-treating with kids or your kids or nieces and nephews or whatnot, make sure to double-check familywatchdog.us so you don't trick-or-treat at a house that might not be a house you want to trick-or-treat at.
Unless you
like get morning candy.
Unless you do want to trick-or-treat at a house like that.
Unless you want to get roofied and you know, touched by a sexual
predator. I
want
to.
Hey, how I celebrate
I want to go to only houses that have pedophiles in them.
Yeah. I mean, and if that's the case, go to familywatchdog.us and you got your map all planned out for you.
Why don't you use that the Antoine Dodson app?
Oh, and yes.
He endorsed with his trademark bandana and awkwardly flamboyant gestures.
Antoine Dodson, for those that have been living in, like, you know, under a rock for the last couple months, is the bed intruder. Iraq.
Anyone who lives in Iraq probably doesn't know either.
Yes. The bed intruder from the famous bed intruder song, you know, hide your children, hide your kids, hide your wives, because they're raping everybody out her. That's who Antoine Dodson is.
I did not know that.
Yeah, he, He got paid to use his fame as a as an anti-rape person, I suppose. To endorse an augmented reality app that if you look around, it'll apparently show you dots of where pedophiles are marked on maps like Watchdog, familywatchdog.us and stuff like that.
Well, good for
so you
him.
Know, yeah. He made some money, but he's also used names.
He wasn't a dick about the whole thing. You know, some people, you know, get all pissed off about, you know, how they, you know, their internet memes and stuff like that. This guy took it pretty well, and he liked it, and he enjoyed his 50 minutes of fame. So
yeah, and he actually made money. Like, he bought a house and moved out of his, you know, rapist central neighborhood.
Good for him. Awesome. That's a happy feeling Halloween story.
Yeah.
Yay.
Is it really Halloween or a rape story?
Well, Halloween rape.
I don't think they go hand in hand.
Well, for me,
rape-a-ween.
Rape-a-ween?
Rape-a-weener. Wait a minute.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Is anybody dressing up for Halloween?
I'm dressing up as Stephen Callis.
Are you really?
Penis, boobies, penis.
So you're wearing a sock on your penis and just going out?
Exactly. And I'm going to end up on that registry, so... Nice knowing you guys.
That's awesome.
Anybody else doing a costume?
I'm going to be... you know, like, Team Rocket from Pokemon?
Yes.
I'm being Jesse.
Is that the blue-haired guy?
The girl.
Oh.
Why would I be...
The one that shoots electricity out of its cheeks?
That's an actual Pokemon. I'm being a human.
Oh, you're being one of the girl
I'm
with the red hair.
The girl, yeah.
Ah... You have the red hair, so it goes.
Oh god, here we go again. I swear.
Will you swear? Don't swear. It's not nice.
Everyone calls me.
What does everybody? We don't want
now
to hear.
Now it's gonna be documented that I'm a ginger or not.
I'm
a ginger too, and I don't have a soul, and I'm okay with it.
But I'm not a ginger. I do have a soul, and I'm not okay with the fact that people call me a ginger.
Well, it's not nice to call people gingers.
Well.
We love you regardless. We think you have a soul.
You have to embrace it. Well, embrace your gingerdom. That's what I do.
I'm not totally sold on the idea that she has a soul.
There's my wolf.
All right. Has anybody had any crazy Halloween tech stories, by the way? Any experiences on Halloween or, you know?
Well, I mean, in New York City, the trick-or-treating thing is different. Like, each apartment building has like a sheet and you write your apartment number if you're like gonna give out candy, and then like everyone who's trick-or-treating gets a copy of the list or whatever, so it's different. But the point is, so we this isn't that interesting, but we had the sound effects going and we like decorated with like strobe lights and stuff, and there's like a girl that is legitimately scarred for life because of like our sound effects, and she like I think she actually thought there was like a wolf in the house, and it's like we felt so bad. She's, like, scared to go on our floor now.
That's intense.
Drama.
Delays. Yes. Yeah.
Go ahead.
We had those things you hang from, like, the hooks outside, and they shake when someone walks by. We had a couple of those hung up in our trees out front, and kids, you know, walk across the yard to come up. One of them started shaking. The kid freaks out and, like, hides underneath the tree. Well, it falls off the branch, bounces off another branch, and hits the kid in the head. So he got He got scarred for life as well from the falling ghoul from the tree. And the whole time it's falling down, it's making a roo sound. So that kid was terrified. We walked out there and gave him, like, half the bowl of candy. Hoping that would, you know, stop the parents from suing us.
Jeez.
But we gave your kid Snickers, three of them.
He got more than anybody else.
If you want to make some Halloween sounds or some cool little Halloween gadgets around the house, you can find plenty of cool stuff online. I know there's such thing as a haunted toilet paper roller. So if you want to prank, you know, anybody in the house, you know, when they're sitting on the toilet,
for like to scare somebody shitless.
He's been storing that one up.
But yeah, for $7, you get probably cheaper if you look around. You get a haunted toilet paper roller that will, you know, make spooky howls and screams and moans, you know, whenever you use it.
Something sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, something also cool for Halloween is I actually haven't done it, and I don't know if you guys have heard of it, but I forget. I think it's called like Ublog or something, but it's like cornstarch and water, and if you put it on a speaker, it's stuck between a liquid and a solid.
Yeah.
It doesn't know what it is, and so it's like called non-Newtonian or something like that.
Yeah, it's a sub-Newtonian substance.
Yeah. So it it'll actually, like, crawl and do all this cool, like, it looks really freaky. Like, if you just look up on YouTube, cornstarch speakers, like, you'll get a video of it, and it's so cool, and it's, like, actually really creepy.
It is pretty neat.
Yeah.
I've never done it with Halloween, but I've made some before.
It just, like, crawls like it's, like, a monster, like, trying to emerge from the speaker.
Yeah.
It's not a solid, and it's not a liquid. It's in between.
Yeah. So it, like, gathers together and then sprouts up and, like, crawls outside of the speaker and, like, onto the table. And, like, it kind of just looks like something, like, emerging. It's really cool.
Oh, I'm watching it on YouTube right now. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
A really quick and dirty Halloween prank you can do. All you need is the remote iPhone app and you know, iTunes on your computer. Just kind of sync them up, hide your laptop somewhere, and then just, you know, hide in the shadows. Then when people walk by, just cue up something really scary, like, you know, sudden sounds. Or if you want to be really messed up, scat porn.
Scat
porn. Another thing, if you want to really creep out some people or, you know, act all spooky and stuff, there's also a gadget that you could make at home for really cheap, like under $30. It's called the Tesla Spirit Radio, and it was created by Nikolai Tesla. And pretty much what it does is if you make this thing and you, like, connect it to a computer or hold it next to, like, a jack, like a radio jack or something like that, it picks up these really creepy and strange sounds and makes it sound like you're listening to ghosts or whatnot. So if you really want to do, like, a game of Ouija board or communicate with the dead for Halloween and stuff, you could do this. And I actually have a link if you want to go to see how you can make it. It's bit.ly, you know, B as in boy, I, T as in tango.
If someone's listening to this podcast and doesn't know what bit.ly is, they should just not even be allowed to go to the link.
Okay.
Yeah, get the fuck out now.
Bit.ly, yeah. /1, capital B as in boy, lowercase s as in Sam, lowercase q, the number 5, and the number 0. Really short link. Go to that, and if you scroll down, you'll be able to see how you can make one of those and sort of creep people out that you're communicating with the dead.
Oh, I think I'm going to build one of those and put it in the, there's a playground for the parking, the apartment complex right out in front of my house. I'm going to put it in there and just leave it in there, not just for Halloween.
As long as you could, you know, if you connect it to like a sound jack from a computer or something, it'll generate some pretty... what it does is it takes, like, electromagnetic, you know, waves and converts them into audio, into sound, which is how it makes all these creepy, messed up, you know, sounds.
Okay, so that's similar to the idea of listening to the stuff that comes from outer space, I suppose.
Yep. Yeah. And...
outer space!
Somebody just turned the topic list into lead speak. I hate you.
That was not me.
Okay.
It was an anonymous user. Someone, I saw them doing it.
Well, I can still read LeetSpeak, so, ha.
that lead.
It leads us to the Halloween iPhone 4 costume that this guy made. On Gizmodo, if you haven't heard about it, some guy who made an iPhone costume last year made a fully functional, large Halloween costume this year of the iPhone 4. Full with a touch screen, working screen, and all that other good stuff. It's thin, it's lightweight, and it really shows off your nerdness and your geekiness. But you can get one of these.
And if you touch
that is
on,
cool.
It is
but
cool.
But you can't make a phone call because the antenna doesn't work.
Well, nobody's perfect.
I was
sorry, I can't get it up, honey. You're holding me wrong.
Oh. Well, maybe there should be like a couple's costume, like iPhone 4 and bumper.
iPhone 4 and plug.
No.
It's a pretty cool costume and all, but like, it's just like waiting for somebody to push him over. And, you know,
yeah, I would definitely jump a kid in that. Even
so that it's a working touchscreen?
No, well, I don't think the screen itself is touchscreen, but he has his iPhone in his hand, and it's connected like to the video out or video in, I guess, to the screen, so he can like in the video. He was, like, simulating people touching...
I don't know. He touches the screen and it moves.
Really? I thought he was just kind of, like, syncing it, like just faking it. But who knows? Maybe it is a real touchscreen. But that seems like it would be wildly expensive.
It does look wildly expensive.
Well, even more.
Just getting a screen that size.
I think the video that accompanied it on the article on Gizmodo was frankly ridiculous. It was like one of those, you know, he was raving around and, you know, doing those typical Jersey Shore moves while it was showing it off. I was like,
It was entirely too long. Because, like, after like 30 seconds, I was like, all right, I get the point. Moving on.
Wait, how much is it?
I don't think it shows a price.
No, it just said send an email to their email, and then I guess you go from there.
But I mean, considering that there's some, like, cloth costumes not with technology on it at, like, Ricky's for, like, $70, I don't even want to know what that could be.
I know, Kevlar, you got a ghost story to tell us involving some night vision from Iraq.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a secondhand story, but I've seen some strange night vision. For those of you who don't know, is not the thermal scope. It doesn't use temperature; it uses infrared, and basically it's a green. Typically, it's green. I think it can be other colors. It just depends on how they translate it. But it only picks up if there's infrared light, meaning that if the moon is not up, you can't see anything if there's no artificial light. So when you're looking through, you're scanning. I was out there and scanning a field from a tower through this night vision scope. It's really difficult to see what exactly stuff is because there's no depth. Almost all of them they're not binoculars. They're monoculars. Only one eye. So you don't really have a good depth of field judgment on them. And one of the guys was up in the tower and he reported, it was a different squad that he said, hey, there's a guy walking around out there in the middle of the night, middle of this field, kind of weird. So his squad heads out there. He stays in the tower, or a team goes out there. He stays in the tower. They go out there, and apparently they're walking directly around through up and down this guy that he's seeing. They're like, there's no one here. We can, we have night vision too. We can't see anybody out here. And he was using a more powerful scope, I guess. There's a night vision scopes. Basically like a similar thing to a telescope, just collects more light. And they ended up using flashlights, and there was nobody out there. But the whole time that before they went out there, when they walked out there and as they were coming back, there was someone walking in a pacing path out in the field. Wow. And having been out there all alone in a tower, being one of only two or three people awake within 100 meters of you, it's, war zone or not, that's creepy as hell. So yeah. I read that, and that definitely gave me the little, hairs in the back of my neck stood up.
Heebie-jeebies?
Yes, the heebie-jeebies.
Whoa.
That is pretty weird.
Yeah, excellent.
And I've seen some weird random light flares that they might be headlights from somewhere reflecting off of something, but I've never seen anything that definite.
Maybe J.J. Abrams is directing your life.
What is the standard like UFO response? It's like gas from the sun bouncing off a swamp or something like that.
Swamp gas
or something.
Yeah.
It's just swamp man farting.
Swamp ass.
Balloon boy.
Swamp ass. That's not UFO. Ass. You have swamp ass.
Yes, I do. I knew I should have done this podcast naked.
I always do podcasts.
On a leather
naked.
Seat.
Leather seat and jeans and friction. And don't ask me why I'm getting friction. You don't want to know.
No, I kind of do want to know.
Yeah.
We already have the explicit tag. Continue.
Well, no, it's a spookiness. Spooky Halloween. You're not supposed to know. It's a mystery.
Are you having a sexual encounter with a ghost? Is that what you're trying to say?
I'm getting rubbed the wrong way by a ghost. rather by a stranger that's a ghost. Stranger if you sit in your hand long enough and it goes numb. Then I pretend it's a stranger.
That's awkward.
Okay.
No.
Creepy. Anyway, Ben Gwynn, how are you? You have some... That's great. You have some spooky reviews or spooky app reviews to give us, don't you?
Yeah, I'll go ahead and make this quick. Two of the, arguably most popular games for the iPhone they both have some Halloween updates for us lately. First one I'm going to start with is Doodle Jump. This was just an update that came out a few weeks ago. They have updated the Halloween theme that's included. Last year, they did the same thing, but this year they've updated it. So it's got all sorts of like spider webs and pumpkins and all this shit. It's pretty cool. It's a free update, so might as well get it. Why not? The one kind of downside about it is that they seem to have taken away last year's Halloween theme. But I saw a news post or something that said it was going to come back. So hopefully you'll be able to have both. But overall, it's pretty cool. So get that. If you don't already have Doodle Jump, it's a pretty addictive game. So it's 99 cents. Go for it. Other one is Angry Birds Halloween. Just came out last week or so. It's pretty much the same thing as regular Angry Birds that we all know and love by now. But with a Halloween facelift. They said there's about 45 new levels included, with just an overall spooky Halloween theme. Lots of kind of like scraggly trees. Some of the pigs are wearing like pumpkin helmets, stuff like that. Sound effects, yada yada. It's a pretty cool app. If you're hungry for some more Angry Birds action, go ahead and download this. Downside, it is a separate application. It is another 99 cents you're going to have to pay. And personally, I would have preferred if they did an in-app purchase, because I don't like having two icons on my home screen. But, you know, it's still a pretty cool app. So I also
bitch and moan about nothing.
Yeah, well, fuck you. Well, overall, though, you know, if you love Angry Birds and you like Halloween, go for it. Why not?
In a little bit unrelated news, I just want to throw out a warning. This is actually sort of local. If you live in Belleville, Illinois, there is now a law about how old you have to be in order to trick-or-treat. There's an age limit, and if you violate this law, there's a fine of anywhere from $100 to $1,000.
Bullshit. That's some
pretty what is the age? What?
No, I swear to God. I believe she said... Their argument is that they're sick and tired of having high schoolers trick-or-treating. They're like 6 feet tall. And they want to avoid this. And they're putting a law saying, I think anybody who is in high school or above is not allowed to trick-or-treat anymore. If you are in high school or older, you could face fines anywhere from $100 to $1,000 in the city limits of Belleville, Illinois.
Wow.
That's bullshit.
Because they don't want to give out candy or deal with, you know, adolescents that are trick-or-treating.
See, no, on the one hand, I kind of agree. Like, there's some, like, asshole teenagers out there that'll come around to my house, and they're like, trick-or-treat, I'm in costume, and they got, like, a fucking sheet on their head. I'm like, go away. But some of them actually dress up, and they got cool stuff, so fuck it, why not?
Yeah, that was me in high school.
Yeah, you dickhead.
I would.
So, how can they even enforce that? Like, are they going to be like, "Can I see some ID?" Oh, like.
Well, no, I don't have a driver's license. I'm not in high school.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that
it's just some really tall kid.
I'm sure
that making fun of my gigantism.
I'm sure that law will go largely unnoticed, at least this year, because it's kind of tough to enforce, especially with a lot of shorter high school kids.
This is actually saying that there might be jail time involved as well.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you guys have anything better to fucking...
Well, I'm not in Belleville. I'm just saying.
I mean, isn't that a little bit of, like, scare tactics, though, to just try and get them to do it in the first place?
That'd be an awkward jail cell conversation. Like, hey, why are you here? Oh, I raped someone. Why are you here? I was trick-or-treating.
Well, and the first guy says, so was I.
FamilyWatchdog.us.
The mayor of Belleville said that he's putting the ban is being enforced because residents said they were intimidated by older kids in masks.
So adults.
So was everyone in this town a pussy?
Yeah, really.
What this tells me is this town doesn't have real crime.
Probably. I don't know. Belleville, I'm not too familiar with. It's south from me. I know that. Way south. Oh, God. I don't even think it's anywhere close to south. It's like west. It's by St. Louis. It's closer to St. Louis.
Okay. There's about 42,000 people in Belleville. There's absolutely nothing going on there. Oh, there's a really old train in the town. That's about it.
Oh, are you an expert on this town?
I am now.
Did you look it up on Wikipedia?
Yes, I did.
Way to go.
Self-proclaimed expert on Belleville, Illinois. Thank you, Kevlar.
Well, there's got to be one person there you can read.
Oh, God.
Maybe.
Anyway.
I have my doubts.
We are running a bit short on time because we want to keep this episode short. You know, it was all Halloween-y themed. Anybody want to add anything else, anything at all that you feel is relevant to this conversation?
Yes.
Penis.
Penis, thank you. I was waiting for that. Yes.
No, remember, I have one quick Halloween rant.
What's your Halloween rant?
Time. Fun-size candy is not fun, goddammit.
Yes, it is. You have not tried fun-size Snickers. It's a marketing ploy.
I'd rather have a fucking full-size Snickers.
No. They give you
a fun-size.
They give you that fun-size Snickers, and you eat one, and you're like, oh, it was so small and delicious. I'm going to have another. And then three bags later, you're like, oh, wow, that was so good. Whereas if
now I have diabetes.
If you had a big Snicker bar, you'd probably go through like maybe two as opposed to like 17 with the fun size ones. Because you're like not thinking when you eat them. You're like, ooh, fun size, yay.
I'm still not grasping how any of that is fun.
Exactly. It's fun to eat small Snickers.
No. Because they're so small. It's like, no, if I want a full thing of chocolate, I'm going to, like, unwrap 20 of them, melt them down, let it cool, and then just bite into the damn thing.
You're going to melt them all down? How are you planning on doing that?
On the stove. I live in a house, by the way. I have modern amenities.
Because I live in the woods. I get Wi-Fi here, though, so that's all right.
I'm so confused as to what that would do, melting it and letting it cool.
You can make a giant one.
You don't understand, Caroline, because you don't live in a house.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a thing that people in houses only know about.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't homeowner's know agreement.
I live in a house. I don't know about this.
The homeowner's agreement explicitly says you must melt barrels of chocolate together before consuming on your stove.
I think so.
Failure to comply will result in a lien on your property.
I mean, I will say that makes more sense. My friend actually like melts Starburst and like mixes it together and like.
Now that's just fucking weird.
Yeah,
that's not,
fuck
that's
that.
Not part of the homer.
Snickers is all right. Starburst, don't be ridiculous.
I have a weird thing I've always done with that. Anyone here? Everyone's had Airheads before, right? The candy.
See.
Yeah. Oh, you make it into a square.
I don't know what you're talking about, Caroline. What I do is when I get the Airhead, you grab one of the sides of the wrapper where like the Airhead stops and it's just an extra.
And you make it a square.
And you just you shake it.
What?
And all the centrifugal force, I guess, from it pushes the Airhead down to the opposite side, and it flattens it into like a little ball of Airhead. It's not quite a square, I would say.
Okay, but don't be like, what are you talking about? A square? That's retarded.
What are you talking about?
Well, it can't be a square. It's a three-dimensional object. It'd have to be a cube.
It's not even a cube. It's like a lump.
It's a turd. It's a turd-shaped turd.
It's a lovely blue raspberry turd. Does anyone else do that? I mean, I guess you do, Caroline, but you haven't managed.
I've never heard of that. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I've heard of it, but it takes so long. It's like, I want my damn Airhead. This is getting annoying. And
I'm just
like, going
to eat the motherfucking thing. I'm going to rip open the package and just jam it down my throat as fast as I can.
Airheads are key is.
That's what
I'm going on a date with you, Gonzo.
Yes. Hot and sexy.
The key with it is that the Airhead has to be somewhat warm.
Yeah.
Like, have to be like sitting in the sun for a little while or something.
There's a science to this.
You can melt it.
Goddamn.
On the
because if they're cold or like stiff Airheads, when it starts getting smaller, it'll just slam against your knuckles and everything and it really hurts. So you gotta keep it nice and warm. It'll move down nice and quick. And then you could eat it and enjoy it.
This sounds like too much work for candy.
Oh, boy. We got to wrap this up. We're getting a little bit weird.
Long weird. In the tooth.
I think we're just weird.
Anyway, thank you all for coming. This was a very short and brief Halloween special, Halloween 2010. We will be recording our regular podcast, and it will be posted early next week, as usual, so that will be episode 4, right?
See.
Yes, episode 4. And I want to thank you guys all for coming out tonight, especially on short notice, as usual. We had Benguin.
Hey.
Gonzo Rider.
What's happening?
Tevlar.
Oh, hi to there.
Ron Taraj, hopefully still with us.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
And, don't sound so damn happy about it.
And I'm Caroline.
Bye.
And if you guys want to follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/walletpizza. Also, you can download this as well as iTunes, Zune, etc., and stream it live, thewhitenoisepodcast.com. And if you see us trolling around on Gizmodo, on White Noise or whatnot, say hello. Until next time, thank you very much for listening, and have a spooktastic Halloween.
Penis.
I want to suck your
penis.
You guys suck.
That is one toke over the line, sir. I'm cutting you off.
Wait.
I'm unsubscribing now.
Can I do the accent still?
It's actually so good. I'm really impressed.
It is.
You sound like an effeminate Dr. Mario.
I'm literally laughing through the entire introduction.
Yeah, me too. I was like pinching myself to not laugh. Instead of holding the mute button.
I think I'm too drunk to laugh at things like that.
I think
you're the one who muted and like messed up.
You cannot laugh at me saying penis.
Goddamn penises. They're taking over the world.
Okay, everybody, have a good night. Penis.